In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So we're on volume, page 9 at the bottom of the page, volume 2510, 2528. My daughter Louisa, everything that the Blessed Mother, the Queen of Heaven, did is all in that divine fiat, and that she had the glory, she had the honor to possess. So think about this. It's what Jesus wants to give us is the true life of Mary. Now, when you look at the saints, they loved Our Lady. And they had a virtue or two of the Blessed Mother. They didn't have the true life. And that's what God is going to give to us. Not only are we going to be in the image and likeness of God, but we're going to be the image and likeness of the Blessed Mother. You have to understand, what Jesus is doing, he's giving us, if you want to say, the spiritual DNA of himself and his mother. That's found in Louisa. So when Jesus looks at us, if he sees Louisa, he knows he can give us this gift because she possesses that spiritual DNA. It could be said that all of Our Lady's acts are enveloped within the endless ocean of the divine will and swim in the divine will like fish swim in the sea. And the soul who lives in the divine will makes arise not only all the acts of my celestial mother, but she makes rise again and puts in the field all the works of God. Do you see what God is doing? It's not to be good and holy and saintly. A lot of people spend their whole life studying, becoming an expert of one thing or another. Jesus wants us to have everything that Mary possesses, that Jesus possesses, that Louisa has. See, Jesus says, Louisa, you are the mold that I will mold all the little children of the Holy Divine will in. You are the one. So when you have Louisa, you really have everything. And it's not for Louisa. You have Louisa so you can have the true life of Jesus, so that you can have the true life of Mary. That's why, like I said, the new way to, instead of, you know, Father Bishop Sheen used to write JMJ on the top of his paper, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. It's Jesus, Mary, and Louisa now. It's to enter into this life. This is what God is doing. So he says, only the one who lives in my divine will, that's Louisa, and us linked to Louisa, can sit at the divine table, can open all God's treasures, can enter into this aquarium and the most intimate secrets of the divine hiding places as the owner and takes them and gives them back to her God. We receive them and give them back to God. God breathes into us. He breathes the breath of God, the Ruah of God. We breathe that in, and what we breathe back out is His breath. Do you see how in the divine will, your family is going to be healed? Jesus is going to be there. Mary is going to be there. How can they not be healed? If you have Louisa, Jesus and Mary are at your home. And it's not a home of arguing. It's a home, it's the little house of Nazareth. That's what Jesus wants. So he says very, very clearly, how many things she puts into motion. She makes them arise and places all the divine works in attitude, and now she plays a divine melody. Now she performs a scene of the most beautiful and touching. Now she puts all of his love in motion and making it arise again, and she forms an enchanting scene all of divine love for her God. Everything's for God. I don't know if you saw it, is a video of Sister Claire. Did anybody see that? If you don't, it's a really, you'll see that this woman, she didn't know the divine will, but she lived and she became a true mirror of Jesus. As a saint, she's great. Jesus is expecting more of us, more from us than of her. He's expecting us to live through the power of the Holy Spirit, to live in the divine will. He's expecting more of us to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. The saints didn't have these. The best they could do is become a divine mirror of Jesus. And now Jesus wants to fill us with the Holy Spirit. Now Jesus wants us to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. So Jesus says this. So she is the renewer of all divine joys. She is the renewer of divine happinesses for her God. 5:25, 11:4, 19:28. How beautiful it is to see the soul with all these lights fixed in her that have the virtue of making God who created her rise again in that soul so many times for as many truths that are manifested to her. This is why you're happy when you read the 36 volumes. Every time you read these truths that are manifested to you, you're making God arise in your soul. God is becoming, God is gazing in your gazing, listening in your listening, speaking in your speaking, walking in your walking. God is becomes alive. It's not just about being good and holy and saintly. It's to share in divinity. Oh, how much happier I, God, feel in operating, praying, blessing in the soul in whom my divine will reigns. Are we letting God reign in us? In this soul, I find my divine life, the divine light, the divine company. I, God, find everything, and I do arise that arises immediately, and I see the effects of my divine acts, and I am, he uses God's name, I am not alone. If I pray, if I operate, but if I, God, have company and the one who works together with me. It's God, and it's God and man. This is what the mystical marriage is all about. It's to become one with God. It's to allow God. That's why you look at your ring and you look at it and you say, I belong to you. You belong to me. And it's never I, me, and mine anymore. That goes out the window. It's what are we going to do today, Jesus? What are we going to eat? Do you want to go for a walk? Let's go for a walk, Lord. Lord, I want to have this ice cream. Taste it. It's delicious. We're never alone anymore. It's always one with God. This is what God is waiting for. Volume 25, 12, 13, 19, 28. My daughter, if you knew what utility of my privations is, the utility of my privation is, you feel your lifeless, yourself lifeless without me. See, that's one of the great things that God is doing with us too. When we really are alone with God, you're filled with the presence of God. And then when he backs away, he says, I will use this to show you how lifeless you are without me. So we have to expect this, that there will be times that will be like empty. It's okay. If you feel you are dead, yet over that pain and that death, my new life is formed. He loves this rebirth. This new life brings you new manifestations of the life of my holy divine will. In fact, since your pain is a divine pain, and that has the virtue of making you feel death, but without dying, it has the virtue of making my very life rise again with the enchantment of my divine truths. See, that's what God is doing. If there is a pause in your happiness, Jesus is saying, I want you to know what it's like without me. And it's just for a second. It's just for a moment. But don't get discouraged. You talk to Jesus. Listen, if you get really, really sad, and you shouldn't, but if you do, go to the letters of Louisa. Let Louisa talk to you. The letters of Louisa are very powerful. She will tell you very clearly what Jesus is expecting. And again, you're not alone. The pain of my privation prepares the place for my new life and disposes your soul to listen and to comprehend the important truths on my divine fiat. I can always tell someone who's not reading the divine will, they're sad. Now, you can't be sad when you're reading the divine will. Jesus is there. Mary is there. Louisa is there. The reflection of the Trinity on earth is with you. You can't be sad. And if you find yourself sad, go to Louisa, ask what do you want. Go to the Echo book, go to the You Must Know book, go to the Be Attentive book, go to the Hours, go to the Virgin Mary and the Passion. Just go and say, Jesus, what do you want to tell me? He knows what's going on and he wants to speak to you. These writings are not normal. He says it's the only book that will transform a soul. There's many, many books, he says, that are written. This is the only book that will transform a soul. Make sure that you hold this book. Have this book. It's everything. If I did not deprive you of me so very often, you would not have had the new surprises of Jesus and his many teachings. Have you yourself not seen, after you have been without me, you thought that everything was over for you? My life would rise again in you in all love and festive. I, God, would set about giving you new divine lessons. So when I deprive you of me, I, God, remain hidden in you, and I prepare the work to give to you and my new life to arise again in you. It's you enter into this life with Jesus and Mary as you read. It's everything. That's why if you read every day the calendar, by the end of the year, your life will not be the same. It can't be the same because Jesus is speaking to you and speaking to all of us the same thing every day. And each of us is hearing something unique. Each of us is hearing something so spectacular. Yet collectively, he's coming to marry his bride, and he's coming to marry his bride individually as well. I too suffer the pain of death to make all creatures rise again in the pain of my death. Death suffered in the divine order in order to fulfill the divine will, produce divine life so that all creatures might receive this divine life. And after having suffered so many deaths, I, God, wanted to really die. How many goods did my resurrection not produce? It can be said that with my resurrection, all the goods of my redemption rose again. And with it, all the goods rose again for all souls, past, present, and future, as well as their very life. Therefore, be attentive and let me do. That's what Jesus keeps on saying. Be attentive. Let me do this. You can't do it. I can do it, he says. I, as God, am the only one that can do this. Get out of my way and watch what I'll do. See, it's when something happens and you get upset, it's in your power. It's not in God's power. When you fret about your family, you're saying to Jesus, you're not a good God. I got to worry about them. No. You say to Jesus, I completely trust you. I have confidence in you. You are my Lord, my Savior, my Master. You're my King. You're my God. You're my all. I trust you. And Jesus says, prove it. How do you prove it? Jesus, I have confidence in you. I know you are God and you love them more than me. So I surrender them to you. You take care of them. I'm not going to worry about them anymore. It's the same thing with your finances and your health. It's the same thing with everything. Jesus, you have to be the Lord of everything. I can't be in charge anymore. So he'll test us. What about this situation? What about that situation? And see, that's what God is doing. He's perfecting us. He's purifying us. Volume 25, 1929. My daughter, Louisa, the little daughter of our fiat, is bringing us our celestial band. And in their sound, they say to us, may the kingdom of our divine will come upon earth. The Jesus says, this is the tune he wants to hear. Oh, how pleasing it sounds to us, triune God, how it descends deep into our innermost divine bosom. And it all moves us, triune God, to compassion for so many creatures without the life of our fiat. You're praying for everyone and everything, past, present, and future. May the kingdom of God's divine fiat come upon earth. Oh, how only the one who lives in the divine will can move both heaven and earth and rise onto our paternal knees to snatch from us, triune God, a good so great, which is the fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven. This is what's coming. You have to understand, time has now come to an end, Our Lady says. Why? The kingdom's coming. And if we don't have the ticket to get into the kingdom, how do you think we're going to get there? What is the ticket, Jesus says? What does Jesus say? What's the ticket? It's our fiat. Let it be done as you say. Total surrender, total docility. Psalm 25, 3, 31, 19, 29. Even though I, God, had my holy humanity similar to that of Adam, united to the eternal word, how different was my resurrected humanity, glorified, clothed with divine light, not subject to either suffering or dying. I, God, was the divine trumpeter. On the other hand, before dying, though voluntary, my holy humanity was subject to all pains, even more, I was the man of sorrows, and since man had his eyes still dazzled by the human will, and therefore he was still infirm, few were the ones who saw my holy resurrection. And this served to confirm my resurrection. See, it's if they didn't believe in Jesus, they couldn't see him resurrected. That's why so few saw him. And then I, God, ascended into heaven to give man the time to take the remedies and the medicines, the sacraments, so that he might recover and dispose himself to know my divine will in order to live not of his human will, but of mine, my holy divine will. And so, listen to this. I, God, shall be able to show myself full of majesty and full of glory in the midst of the children of my most holy divine will, the children of the kingdom. Do you see what God's saying? We're going to see God. I'm going to show myself full of divine majesty, full of divine glory in the midst of my children. He says, the children of the divine will are my most special children. That's what he says. Why? He saved the best for last. We're nothing. We're nobodies. Yet he wants to fill us with divinity. All that he's asking of us is fiat. Are you willing to say yes to me? Are you willing to let me be the Lord of your life? Therefore, the resurrection is confirmed of the confirmation of the fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven. After such a long sorrow suffered by my divine will for many centuries, if not having its kingdom upon earth and its absolute dominion, it was right that my holy humanity placed its divine rights in safety, and realizing its original purpose in mind and forming its kingdom in the midst of creatures. This is what Jesus is doing now. It's only by right that he is doing this. It's absolute dominion. It's divine rights are in safety now. He's going to make his children what he originally planned for Adam and his children through Louisa. It has to be a human. A human has to be here who possesses this. That human was not the Son of God, was not the Mother of God. Their mission was to bring redemption. Louisa's mission is to give this gift to everyone else. She takes the place of Adam, Jesus says. All that Adam lost, Louisa now possesses, and more. And now God is going to give this to his children. He's going to manifest himself to us. Psalm 26, 5, 4, 19, 29. My little daughter, if you knew what a continuous act of my divine will means, its act is incomprehensible to created mind. You're not going to understand this. You're not going to be able to figure it out. It's going to be fiat and fiat alone. You can't figure this out. If you limit God, he says, fine, you can limit me. Don't limit God. Don't say, for example, like I always say, in the new era, we're going to have glorified bodies. Don't say you want to be 6 foot tall, because everybody else will be 8. Don't say, this is what I want. You say, Lord, let it be done as you wish. Whatever you want is what I want. It's total surrender. I mean, who's that guy? Who's that short guy over there? Well, they said he wanted to be 6 foot. See, it's God wants us to have everything. This is what's so great. So he says this. Okay. This act is incomprehensible to created mind. The creature is the bilocator of our continuous act. The creature enters into our act and makes a rise and puts our rare divine beauty, our rare divine invincible love, our rare divine power that can do anything, our rare divine immensity that embraces everything, and showing them to everyone, She would like to say, "Who? Look, who is our Creator? This is what's amazing." And then we, Triune God, let this soul, Louisa, and the soul's linked to Louisa, do it. We enjoy in seeing the littleness of Louisa, what Louisa wants to give us our paradise and our divine being as our own and as her own. We possess it. Again, remember, the saints were to know, love, and serve God. We are to know, love, and possess God. It's amazing what God has planned. Volume 26. Excuse me, sorry. 5:9-29. You must know. This is a command from Jesus. You must know that since I, Jesus, was to call you, Louisa, in a way all special to live in my divine will, to make it known to you and through you, make known to others the sanctity of living in the divine will, so that it might reign on earth, it was necessary that I, God, centralize in you, Louisa, the whole of the human sanctity, in order to consummate in you, Louisa, and to give rise to the true sanctity of living in my most holy divine will. Louisa possesses everything. She possesses all that the humans ever possessed. You have to know this, Jesus says. I called you in a way all special to make it known to you that through you, to make known to others living in the divine will, that it might reign on earth, it was necessary that God centralized in Louisa the whole of human sanctity, in order to consummate it, this whole human sanctity in you, to give rise to the true sanctity. Not human sanctity, but true sanctity. That's the sanctity of God, of living in my divine will. He says you have to know this. And besides, I was to do with you what I did with myself. When I, God, came upon earth, I observed all the laws. I substituted myself to all sacrifices of the ancient law in a perfect way, as no one else had observed up to that time. And after I completed everything within me, consummating in my holy humanity all the laws and all the sanctities of the ancient world, I abolished them and gave rise to the new law of grace, to the new sanctity that I, Jesus, brought upon earth. And so I, God, have now done with you, Louisa. See, true Catholicism is going to be seen as living in the divine will. You have to understand this. What's coming is so magnificent. I, God, centralized in you, Louisa Picaretta, the pains, the sacrifices, the battles of the present sanctity, in order to complete it and therefore be able to start again the new sanctity of living in my divine will. That is the fiat voluntas on earth as it is in heaven. I mentioned this before, but when I talked to Cardinal Burke, I said, this is what Jesus says, that she says to Jesus, are you saying that the divine will is greater than the Eucharist? And Jesus said, yes. And Cardinal Burke goes, give me that. So I said, well, this is for you. And I says, I'll read it. Well, it's how can God be greater than God? It's when we go to Holy Communion, Jesus is alive in us for 15 minutes until the host dissolves and that mystery, the mystical presence of Christ is gone. It's because the host is dissolved. In the divine will, it's a perennial communion that never ends. It's God is going to be, we're going to walk and talk with God in the cool of the evening, never to be separated from him. So it's not that God is greater than God, but the consequences of the Eucharist and the consequences of the divine will, it's more beautiful. And then Jesus says, wait, you see what happens in the new era when everybody's living in the divine will, when they receive me in Holy Communion. Can you imagine what that's going to be like? When Jesus says, it's going to knock your socks off. I said that to some nuns once. I said, sisters, this is going to knock your socks off. And they go, Father, we don't wear socks. We wear sandals. I went, oh, well, God already knocked your socks off, so. It's great things are coming. You have to understand this. This is, and who is he talking to? We're the bottom of the barrel. We're nothing. the people who should be having this, they want nothing to do with the divine will. So we're the ones that Jesus is saying, get ready, watch what I'm going to do. Volume 26, 5, 12, 19, 29, my daughter, my holy humanity redid within itself and over itself all the evils of decayed humanity to the point of dying in order to give it to the virtue of rising again from the death, from death to which was subject. It was subject. And this is the reason why I did not leave the kingdom of divine will upon earth, because humanity, the humanity of an innocent Adam, was missing, glorious and immortal. In order to be able to impetrate it and to receive the great gift of my divine fiat, therefore, it was necessary that my holy humanity first redo decayed humanity and to give to it all the remedies in order to raise it again and then die and rise again with the qualities of innocent Adam. You see what God's doing? He's for 2,000 years, he's preparing the world for Louisa. To be able to give to man what he lost. Not only this, but I, God, wanted to ascend into heaven with my holy humanity as beautiful, clothed with divine light, just as it came out of our creative hands, so as to say to the celestial Father, my Father, look at me, how my holy humanity is redone, and now the kingdom of our divine will is safe in it. I am the head of all, and the one who prays to you has all the rights to ask to give what I possess. So what's happened is this life of Jesus and Mary, which Jesus has accomplished, is now given to little Louisa. And again, a human who possesses this gift. This is astonishing. This is astonishing. It's who is this Louisa Picaretta? Who is she that God would give to her the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve? Who is this firstborn? Who is this newborn? That's what our God, this is a mystery that God is giving to the church, and I can't wait till the church gets into this. Volume 26, 5, 16, 19, 29. Each knowledge possesses a different weapon, one different from the other. So each knowledge that I, God, give to you, Louisa, about my divine will possesses a special and distinct weapon. One possesses the weapon of light in order to illuminate, warm, and fundicate the seed of my fiat. Another possesses the weapon of conquering power that dominates and rules. Another, the weapon of divine beauty that enraptures and conquers. Another, the weapon of divine wisdom that orders and disposes. Another, the weapon of divine love that burns, transforms, and consumes. Another, the weapon of divine strength that knocks down and makes one die and rise again in my divine volition. Why these weapons? God is going to win. Mankind is not going to be in the way anymore with his misery. God's going to knock us down and say, here is the kingdom. Do you want it? And so what's coming, don't fight God. You're not going to win. He just told you all these weapons. He's going to win. He's going to win. And you know who's going to go back into hell with his tail between his legs? The guy with all the lies, the guy with all the murders, the guy with all the destruction, with the guy with all the wars, he lost. God is going to win. And what is this light, power, beauty, love, wisdom, strength? What is it? It's the truths that Jesus has given to Louisa. See, once we start living in the divine will, the devil will have nothing to do with us. He can't. Why? He sees Jesus. He sees Mary through little Louisa. He wants nothing to do with this. He's terrified. What does Jesus say in volume 15 to Louisa? Louisa, my mother crushes the head of Lucifer. You, Louisa, will put the final kaput on his head as the little daughter. Like mother, like daughter. That's what's coming. God wins. In sum, each knowledge, see, he's saying this right now. Each knowledge of mine is a divine soldier manifesting it to your soul, and has let the weapon of each of the offices they possess be placed in you, into your hands. Sorry. This is the army, and these are the weapons possess the prodigious virtue of the infinite, in that is such that they diffuse everywhere, and everywhere there is light, even little. In the creatures, they fight with weapons of light against the darkness of the human will to eclipse it and to give it the life of my fiat. And wherever there is a seed of power or of strength, there runs the divine little soldier with its weapons of power and of strength to fight the human power and strength, to make the power and strength of my divine will rise again. For all human acts in this army has the opposite weapon with which to fight them. And so as to make the act of my divine will rise again over the human act. We lose. God wins. We won't be able to push God away anymore. We won't be able to deny him anymore. We're going to be so close to him. It will be as if we were never separated from him. Jesus says it's going to look as if Adam didn't sin. What does that mean? If Adam didn't sin, it's going to look as if we never sinned. Can you imagine what that's going to be like? That's what God's got planned for us. Volume 26, 7, 14, 19, 29. I, Jesus, cared so much about this first period of your life, about my being, excuse me, with you, Louisa, one-on-one, that I can say that my love used all the divine weapons and waging war on you, assailed you in every way so that you, Louisa, would not be able to resist. That's what he's doing with us. He's doing the same thing with us. And how's he doing it? As we read, we cannot stay away from him. When we read, we are overwhelmed by how much he loves us. All this was necessary to my love because knowing what it wanted to do with you, no less than restoring, listen to this, the creation, giving my divine will the right to reign, making the new era arise in the midst of the human family. It used all the arts and strategisms in order to obtain the intent. God is going to win. This is the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Her children are going to look like her son. We're going to look like God. Image and likeness. We're going to be perfect. He's going to make of us, as he said, a divine masterpiece. The only thing he says is, don't get in my way. Give your fiat and watch what I will do. Volume 26, 8, 25, 29, my daughter, you must know that my coming upon the earth and everything I did in redemption, my very death and resurrection, was nothing other than the preparatory act for the kingdom of my most holy divine will. And when I, God, formed the Our Father, I, God, formed the seed of the kingdom of divine fiat in the midst of creatures, my daughter Louisa, the one who placed himself in the unity of my divine will, places himself in the divine light. And just as the divine light has the virtue of descending down below, of laying itself like a mantle of light over each thing it invests, so it has the virtue of rising up high and of investing with its light what is up high. It's to enter into heaven. In the same way, Louisa, the one who places himself in the light of my fiat, in the unity of his light, and with his acts descends down below to all human generations, and with his acts of light, he invests everyone in order to do good to everyone, past, present, and future. And he rises up high and invests the whole heaven to glorify everyone, past, present, and future. Therefore, in my divine will, the soul acquires the right to be able to offer the light of the eternal fiat to everyone, past, present, and future, through the gift of her acts multiplied into as many as those who want to receive it. Again, how many times have you offered this to people? No, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. You can have it. It's for you. It's not for me. You know, the last line there is important. Multiplied into as many as are those who want to receive this gift of the divine will. Your family doesn't want it. If you want it for your family, they will want it. If you do it for your family, for your friends, for your neighbors, for your coworkers, if you do it in the name of everyone and everything past, present, and future, they will receive it. But right now, you have to know, basically, God is really separating you from a lot of people. And the reason is, he needs you to be focused on this gift. It's very, very important that you do that. It's very important. 5:26, 3:20, 19:29. Therefore, rise evermore in the divine will. Expand your boundaries, because the more of the divine will you, Louisa, take on earth, the more our life shall grow in you, and the more happiness and joys you shall enclose in your soul, and the more of them you shall bring, the more you shall be given in heaven in our celestial fatherland. So the more you do on earth, the more you're going to get in heaven. It's infinite. This is infinite. Don't limit God. Infinite. The more that you read, the more you study, the more that you put this into practice, the happier you're going to be. 5:27, 10:18, 19:29. My daughter Louisa, for the one who lives in our divine will, everything is her own, since her human will is one with ours, and ours is hers. Therefore, all the truths that you can say to us, I give you my heaven, my son, and everything. The love of creatures rise into our divine love and places itself in at our divine level. Do you see what God is doing? He's saying, I want you to learn another language. I want you to learn the language of heaven. All the truths that you can say to us, I give you my heaven, my son, my everything, Jesus says. Everything that you can do, I give you more and more. God is gratuitous. He can't stop giving. The love of the creature rises into our divine love and places itself at our divine level. This isn't human. 5:27, 10:24, 19:29. Our acts are never exhausted. And as she, Louisa, remembers and wants to offer my conception is renewed as if I were being conceived again. I rise again to a new birth. My tears, my pains, my steps and works rise again to new life and repeat the great good that I did in redemption. That's what I mean about remember. Your memory has to be of Jesus. And he says, Christmas is every day to Louisa. If you remember him being born, being conceived. He says, this is what I'll do for you. He says, it will be as if I was conceived again. And I will repair and redo everything again as if I'm newly born. You see that what God is doing for us? He's saying, I want your memory. Do this in remembrance of me. I want you to remember what I have done. So the one who lives in our divine will is the repeater of our divine works, just because as nothing in the creation has been dispersed of what was created, so everything of redemption in act of rising continuously. But who gives us the spur? Who gives us the occasion to move our fonts in order to receive our works? It is Louisa. Louisa, the one who lives in our divine will. And by virtue of it, the creature takes part in our creative strength, and therefore Louisa can make everything arise again to new divine life. It's not the same thing. New divine life. Everything is new with God. Do you see what he's doing? 5:28, 2:22, 19:30. My daughter, by withdrawing from our divine will, Adam gave death to the goods that my divine will would have made rise in him, had it not been rejected. As he went out, so did the continuous act of the divine life in mankind. It died in the sanctity that always grows, died in the light that always arises, died in the beauty that never stops, died that always embellished to the untiring love that never says enough, that always, always wants to give. That all died. God wants us to re-enter into this. He wants us to re-enter into divine life, a sanctity that always goes out, a continuous act of divine life. The always growing, always light that arises, beauty that never stops, always embellishes, untiring love that never says enough, always, always wanting to give. That's the life. That's the abundant life that Jesus says he wants us to possess again. It's not human. It's a share in divinity. More so, since by his rejecting my divine will, died the order, died the air, died the food that was to nourish him continuously. See then how many divine goods Adam caused to die within himself by withdrawing from my most holy divine will. Now, whenever there has been a death of a good, of the sacrifice of a life is required in order to make the destroyed good arise again. This is why justly and wisely, whenever I, God, wanted to renew the world and to give a good to creatures, I have requested the sacrifice of a life, as I asked of Abraham, the sacrifice of sacrificing to me his only son, as indeed he carried out, and prevented by me he stopped. In the sacrifice that cost Abraham more than his own life, the new generation rose again, in which the divine liberator, redeemer, was to descend, who was to make the good that had died in the creature rise again. With the passing of time, I allowed the sacrifice and the great sorrow of Jacob for the death of his beloved son Joseph, who, and even though he did not die, it was for him as if he had died in reality. This was the new call that made the celestial liberator rise again in that sacrifice whom it called to make the lost good arise. I like that celestial liberator. My father, during World War II, flew in a liberator. It was landed about 15 miles north of Corrado. That's where that was the air base. Furthermore, I myself, by coming upon earth, I wanted to die. But with the sacrifice of my death, I called for the rising again of many lives and of the good that the creature had caused to die. I, God, wanted to arise in order to confirm the life for that good and that resurrection for the human family. What great crime it is to make good die, so much so that the sacrifice of other lives is required in order to make it rise again. Now, with all my redemption and the sacrifice of my death, and since my death, my divine will does not reign, and not all good has risen again in the creature, my divine will is repressed and cannot carry out the divine sanctity at once. The good suffers from intermittency, and now it rises and now it dies, and my fiat remains in the continuous sorrow of not being able to make rise again all the good it wants in the creature. And this is why I, God, remain in the little host as sacrament. See, this is why God wants us to adore him. He says, I departed for heaven, but I remained on earth in the midst of the creatures to be born and live and to die, though mystically, in order to make them rise again, rise in them all the good that man rejected by withdrawing from my divine will. And united to my sacrifice, I ask for the sacrifice of your life, Louisa. And that's what he's asking of us. He says, I want you to sacrifice your human will, never to do anything in your human will again. Louisa did all the work. We're just saying I'm not gonna live in my human will anymore. I want to live in the divine will. To make his kingdom rise again in the midst of the human generations, from each tabernacle I am, as though on the lookout to accomplish and to complete work, the redemption, the fia voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven, content with the sacrificing myself and dying in each host in order to make the son of my divine fia, the new era, in its full triumph, rise again. God's going to do this, and he's doing it. He's doing it. And that's why we spend time in front of our Eucharistic Lord, to thank him and to praise him and to glorify him and to love him in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Volume 28, 5:3, 19:30. To recognize where an act comes from, who it is that releases life for so many acts, and in what way and how, is the most beautiful homage to our divine power and our divine wisdom. And with one single act, that is life of all acts, and only the one, listen to this, only the one, Louisa, and the soul's linked to Louisa, who lives in my fiat, embracing everything together with it, takes everything as though in her power, and encloses everything that the divine will in which she lives. She rises into our unity in order to bring us everything. See, now we're not only bringing our families, we're bringing God everything, to repairing everything, to give us, Triune God, the true homage and of all the effects of our single act. Vine 28, 3, 12, 19, 30. See what a prolonged and continuous sacrifice means. It is so great that one places oneself in safety and makes the new life arise in others. What you're doing, when you're repairing what you're doing, what you're doing is you're making the new life of the divine will arise in someone. Okay, we wish it's our family. But as you do this, a new life arise in someone in China, someone in India, someone in South America, someone in Africa. It's happening. The whole world is being set on fire. So don't say to God, this is what I want. I want this person. You say to Jesus, whatever you want. Give this to whoever is ready. And what's happening, it's like lighting a match to gasoline. It's going to be great. It's going to be one heck of an explosion. And makes new life arise in others as well as the good that we have established to give. This is what's coming. This is what's happening. Our God is so in love with us that he's asking us to accomplish what the saints only dreamed of. We are to work with Louisa to form the kingdom of God on earth as in heaven, first in us and then in everybody in the world. See, the demons are going to be released, and they're going after everyone that wants them. Everybody that wants the demons, they're going to get them. We are the other force, and you look at all the weapons God has given us. There's no fear. There's the total confidence, total trust. What's coming is going to be glorious. So let us end in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.